This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Mahakumbh 2025 will be such a Mahayagya of unity and equality which will guide the nation and will be discussed all over the world. He was speaking yesterday at a public gathering in Sangam area of Prayagraj after formally inaugurating the Mahakumbh 2025, which will officially start from 13th of January next year and will continue till 26th of February. On the occasion, Prime Minister Modi launched development projects worth around 5,500 crore rupees, which includes various rail and road projects to boost infrastructure in Prayagraj. The Prime Minister also inaugurated major temple corridors on the occasion. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 4th National Conference of Chief Secretaries in New Delhi yesterday. The conference aims to further strengthen the partnership between the centre and state governments with a focus on enhancing cooperative federalism and ensuring better coordination to achieve faster growth and development. The first such conference was held in Dharamshala in June 2022, followed by the second edition in January 2023, and the third edition in December last year in New Delhi. Our correspondent reports that chief secretaries, senior officials of all states and union territories, domain experts, among others, will be present at the conference. The fourth national conference is focused on the theme Promoting Entrepreneurship, Employment and Skilling, Leveraging the Demographic Dividend, covering best practices and strategies for states and union territories to follow. India has raised concerns with Canadian authorities following the murder of three Indian students in Canada last week. Addressing a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday, MEA spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said, India has taken up the issue with the Canadian authority and India High Commissions are in touch with the local authorities for a thorough investigation. The MEA spokesperson also informed the President of Sri Lanka, Anura Kumara Dissanayake, is scheduled to visit India tomorrow. Mr. Jaiswal said this will be Mr. Dissanayake's first visit since his election as the President of Sri Lanka. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has held discussions with the Minister of State and Foreign Affairs of Portugal, Paulo Rangel, in New Delhi. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said the meeting took stock of the partnership and explored new opportunities in clean energy, technology, digital mobility, heritage and maritime domains. They also exchanged views on West Asia, Ukraine and the Indo-Pacific. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the mishap at Sandhya Theatre during the premiere of film Pushpa 2 was a clear case of poor arrangements by the state and local administration. In a social media post, Mr. Vaishnav said, Congress has no respect for the creative industry and the arrest of Allu Arjun proves it yet again. Meanwhile, the High Court granted an interim bail for 4 weeks to the film actor Allu Arjun yesterday over a quash petition filed by the actor in a case relating to Stampede. Third cricket test of Border Gavaskar Trophy series between India and Australia will begin at Gabba in Brisbane this morning. The five-match series is currently tied 1-1. Australia won the second test by 10 wickets at the Adelaide Oval and India registered a 295-run triumph at the Optus Stadium in Perth. In hockey, India will take on Japan in the first semi-final of the Women's Junior Asia Cup tournament today in Muscat, Oman. The match will start at 6 p.m. Indian time. India progressed to the semi-finals after a dominant 9-0 victory over Thailand in their final Pool A match on Thursday. With this win, India also confirmed their qualification for the FIH Junior World Cup 2025 set to be held in Chile. India Meteorological Department IMD has forecast cold wave conditions to likely continue over northwest and central India during the next 2 days and abate thereafter. And that is the end of this news bulletin.